Blog Talk Radio.
Just from a mighty long ways, we just thank you, Lord. You're so ultra awesome. Well, thank you. Oh, God, help, 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 Lord, everywhere. Help your people. Oh, God, bless your people.
Yes,
you're going to way out of no way in the name of Jesus. How we love you. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Appreciate you. Oh, glory. Pray for people worldwide that you would touch America.
Thank you, Lord.
That you would touch every nation everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
God, they need your help. Everybody does.
Yes, Lord. Please.
Everybody does.
Oh, say yes. And so say yes, Lord.
We love you. We praise you. Thank you.
Can't do nothing without you.
Every burden.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And every heavy load.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Bless your people. Save those who are unsaved. You came to seek and save those who are lost. We ask
in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, you heal. You got the power.
We ask that you would lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy load.
Lift the load, we pray.
And see us through every storm.
Oh, say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lift the more.
You know, oh, God. Yes, yes, yes.
More.
Oh, God, I thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
This has been a marvelous
yes,
time that we have together today.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah.
Congratulations. Thank you for
okay.
it. We do love you, Lord. We do thank you.
Love
I pray
you,
for
love
the
encouragement. Love you, Lord. No, I mean nothing without you.
26, Lord, when you're coming out. And so I'm
yes.
leaning in depending on you.
Thank
you. Never fail. We'll always remember those.
Glory, hallelujah.
Who downtrodden, those who've gone through storms. You're always with us. You're always blessing us.
Glory.
Everything. Now forgive all sin in the name of Jesus.
He forgives everyone of the sins. All
yes.
sins. We...
Jesus' name. We love you. That's the churches everywhere. That's our youth everywhere.
All sins we pray.
Bless.
Yes.
Bless.
Yes.
Bless.
Yes.
Bless. Bless.
Bless. Bless. Bless. Oh, my soul, say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'll be with us and we'll give you the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, praise. Give
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for the blog line last night when we
were here. You, Lord. Have your way.
Begin praises.
My soul today.
We thank you for it. Thank God for all things. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Hallelujah.
For the glory of God, we ask.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you.
And amen.
Thank you.
Good morning to all of you on the front line. Are y'all up?
Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Just love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
This day, we thank you.
Thank you.
And all things.
Thank you.
The Lord bless us this day in a very special way.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give him praise. We give him adoration.
Yes.
Somebody who the Lord has really been good to, really been good to. Can I give you Can I get you to give him a shout of thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord.
Even in Germany and Poland and Sweden and
Brazil and Philippines and Russia, everywhere. Y'all can't hear what God hears. Oh, my God. He's so grateful for all the praise. He's getting praise like he's never gotten it before. I said he's getting praise like he's never gotten it before. Why? Nobody has ever challenged the people worldwide to give him 1,000 thank yous. If you've heard about it, let me know. Call me, let me know. How old are you? 60? In your 60 years, in your 50 years, in your 70 years, in your 82 years, have you ever heard about it? I'm not trying to boast. I'm just trying to get you to open your eyes and see that we are ushering in a new awakening.
Yes.
A new awakening. And it's so marvelous in our eyes. It's marvelous in God's eyes. A new awakening worldwide. It's changing the world. How do you figure you're going to change the world? Well, what is the world full of? The world is full of lies and deceitfulness. It's full of hatred and strife.
Yes.
The world is full of folk cussing other folk out.
The world is
full of folk trying to molest and rape folk and steal and kill. You get those folk to start saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, and get them to mean it from their heart. One thank you will change your life. Oh, let me write that down. I got to. One thank you will change your life. You get them to doing that rather than doing what I just named, and you'll change the world. Yeah. You get gangs to start saying, thank you, Lord. But he's the one who is the creator of all things. You change the world. In fact, I'm trying to say we're changing the world where we are. In the name of Jesus. It's coming right from here. First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Amen. Changing the world. We're working on getting people all over the world to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You get people who are gossiping and get thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you in their hearts. It will change them. It will change their attitude. Get mean and nasty folks from saying, let's start saying thank you, thank you, thank you, and mean it. It'll change the heart. Amen. God bless all of you today. We love you. I'll take a rest today. I'm not going to preach today. I guess I did. But anyway, let's open the line up for some praise reports. Amen. Worldwide praise reports. If you got a praise and you can't get it out, get it out. I'm 105. Yeah, give thanks. Something that you got to praise him about. What will a testimony do? It can change the life of a person on this line who hears you. It can give them more faith to believe the Lord for a miracle for themselves. Be a roadmap for them to get a miracle. They can see how what happened in your life, and it will be a roadmap for them to have something done in their lives. I can name many more things that it does, but it's a blessing when you can tell of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. Make folks' soul cry out, hallelujah. So thank God for blessing them and for saving them. All right, let's take about 10, 15 minutes of praise reports. Got about a two-minute limit on each one of you. Give somebody else a chance. After you have taken your 2 minutes, they don't have 2 minutes. God bless you. Anybody have a praise report? You ought to be jumping in everywhere and tell them the goodness of Jesus, what he did for you. The line is open to you. Who has a praise report?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I'm in the Naples, Indiana. I thank and praise God for a brand new day, a day that he allowed me to wake up out of a sleep last night and start me on my way. I thank and praise him because today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all the days of my life. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. My God, that's the way to start it off, Mother Johnson. Amen. You started off like a firecracker. Thank you so much. Amen. Anybody else? Has the Lord been good to you? The line is open. The line is open.
This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan. Good morning, saints all
morning.
Over the land. Dr. Johnson. Oh, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson and all. One year today, my son had been called to my bedside to pull the plug. You know what the plug is? It's to pull it because I had been on the breathing machine and on all of the machines, and there was no, oh, God, there was no breathing. He was told that he needed to think about it. And God just allowed me, oh, yeah, to wake up during the midnight hour and start waving my right hand. My son called in all the doctors from every which way and told them that had been serving me. And my mama is alive. She's waving her hand, and they didn't believe him. But God spoke to you, Dr. Johnson, in this prayer line, First Fruits. And I'm still alive today, praising him. All for Dallas. Hallelujah. My God. I'm off, got gallbladders and all kinds of surgery. But God looked beyond my faults. And I tell you, I'm happy this morning that my home is back together from the fire. Oh, I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it. You ask me how? I tell you, I just don't know. It had to be somebody praying, somebody praying, somebody praying for me. And I thank God for you. Still alive. I'm still here. Oh, yeah. Couldn't walk, but I'm walking again everywhere. Have to eat of a stick, but I tell you, I'm walking. Thank God for you. I'm asking you to continue to pray that God will strengthen me and give me the courage that I need to go on.
We sure will do it, Dr. Lacey. God bless you. So good to hear your voice. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, someone else who has a testimony, has a praise report. Come on. Tell her the goodness of Jesus. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. I'm just giving honor to God this morning and to Dr. Johnson, First Lady, and to all the people of God on this line. I just be glad, glad, glad. I'm so glad to be on the prayer line. My Lord was a little ill on yesterday and last night, but the Lord let me lay down and give me a good night's rest. That's one thing. The Lord let me rest. He's rest. And I love that because rest will help your body. And I thank God, praise the Lord, for all of you, each of you on this line, praying for Mother Johnson. I know you're praying for me because I can feel the prayers. My body needs prayer. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I want you to pray that God will touch and heal my body. I'm just glad to be a part of the prayer line and glad to be awake this morning. Thank God. Got a little cold, but other than that, I'm not going to worry about that because I know God has seen me. He knows me. He understands all, and he's going to touch my body. God bless you and bless you. I'm just so delighted to be here, and I thank God because I know it's the Lord keeping me alive. Pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of my life.
He will. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson, and all of you.
Yes, you
anybody else got a praise report? We got time for you. We have time for you. Jump in there and give
me praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another day. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I just want to thank God for the blog line on last night. I tell you, my soul was truly blessed. I said, thank you, Jesus. Past, well, it was 10:30 here, but I just started saying, thank you, Jesus, when the praises went up. And I tell you, God bless me. I said, thank you, Jesus, put tears ran down my eyes, and God touched my body. And when I went to bed, I had a good night's sleep. And I just thank God. I thank him. I thank him for the blog line. I thank him for the prayer line. And I just want to thank God just for the saints of God and for prayer.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And I want Pastor Strotter and Ambassador Hagen get ready to give us that identification. I know you think I've gotten by it, but I'm coming back to it. All right, get ready in just a moment. Anybody else have a praise report? The line is open to you. Y'all are blessing my heart. Go ahead. If you got another praise report, anybody? Has God been good to you?
Good morning, saints. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, everyone. I'm just gratefully thankful because the Lord woke me up this morning, and I thank God for a breath another day, and he gave me fresh fire, fresh all, because I thank you, Lord, for increasing more of God, nothing of me, deeper, higher, Father God. And I thank you for his mighty glory in his son's mighty precious name, and I love you all. Thank you, everyone, for just praying for my family and just taking me underneath the wings, your wings, and I truly thank God for everyone, from Dr. Johnson, your beautiful wife, Mother Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, Pastor Williams, Pastor Kevin Ellis Strotter, everyone. I thank you all, and it's a beautiful thing, living for the Lord. Yes, we're going to go through stuff, but God is there every step of the way, and I love you all. God bless.
God bless all of you. Wonderful. Is that Sister Sheila?
No, Sister Jennifer. 516 area code. Yes, sir.
From New York.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you,
Dr.
Johnson. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right, anybody else? We have a praise report.
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson, and God bless everyone on the prayer line, Ambassador Betty and Mother Johnson, and to all the saints everywhere, ambassadors everywhere. This is Ambassador Fife, and I'm just praising God this morning. I just couldn't let this go by. I hate not saying anything for the Lord and praising God when I know that it's he that has woke me up this morning and started, hallelujah, me on my way. And I just have to say that I'm just thanking God. I was walking through this at this place the other day, and the man had some cream there, and he said, let me put this on you. Do you have a pain anywhere? He said, if you have a pain anywhere, you can put this kind of cream on you, and you go, you just spread it around in the area where you're hurting at. And in 3 minutes after that, the pain, you're pain-free. And I couldn't find no pain. I said, sir, I don't have any pain. But I am thanking God and giving God the glory, because it's only because many times I don't tell the devil my business. Praise God. My business is God's business. Hallelujah. And the Lord read my pages. The Lord read my book. He know my diary. He know my heart. And he know what's in there and need to come out and need to be corrected, need to be healed. And I just praise God, because I couldn't find a pain. I tried shaking myself and moving around just to see if this cream really worked, because I know a lot of people that might need it. And I thought, well, sir, I don't have a pain. He said, let me just put it on your hand. I'm like, no, no, no. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm praising God that God had already stepped in, moved in, and I've walked with pain free. Because years and years ago, I was in college, and we had a car accident on the day of the finals, and it messed me, my back up and everything, pretty bad. So I'm just praising God to be walking pain free from day to day and giving God the glory. Hallelujah. And I'm blessing his holy name for it. And I just keep all of it to myself and just give it to him in a secret place. And I thank God for just allowing us to hide and to hide us in his bosom, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the prayer line and the miracles that have come forth through this prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful, and we thank God for you. All right, anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Go ahead.
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. This is Gwen Dick from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm just calling to give praise and thanks to God. I thank God for the prayers that went up on yesterday in the message. I just thank God for how he just showed up last night in a very tense meeting that I had. I just thank God for showing himself. And even after the meeting, people were coming up saying, you did a great job. So I just know that that was God, and I give God all the glory and the praise for stepping in and intervening. And I thank God for being able to say thank you to him again for Ferguson Forest and School District being in session, and I'm just going to believe God for an awesome school year.
My God. Some of y'all don't Dr. St. Louis, assistant superintendent there, school district, the trauma there. Been praying for her, just asking God to give them a ultra awesome miracle. I know he blessed you last night, and because he told me he would. And we're just thankful to you, Dr. Diggs, for the job that you're doing down there. I know you've been through a storm. I know you've been through the rain, but the Lord has brought you out and is still bringing you all out. God bless you. All right, I'll take maybe one more, maybe two more praise reports.
Glory to God. This is Ambassador-elect Proctivitus Stith from area code 870. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, is good. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exhort his name together. His name is wonderful. His name is counselor. Oh, he's the great I am this morning. He's the lily of the valley this morning. That's my praise report. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. And in him, saints, I live, move, and I have my being. I praise God that he is the author. He's the text writer. He's the orchestrator. He knows the beginning and the end of this thing, both at the same time. He knows every event that's getting ready to happen in our life. But he said, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. And just keep your mind on Jesus. He's controlling every drama in our life. He knows and creating the backdrop and the scene in our life. He's developing every setting in your life, even right now, even this morning. But he said, just give him the glory and give him the praise. Everything will be all right. He's planning the plot. He knows who the player writer is. He knows who the players is. He knows who your enemies are. But as long as you know who your enemies are, I give God the praise that I've had to go through scene 1, 2, 3, and 4. And it seemed like it's never going to end, see? But I know one thing, that Jesus is going to announce that curtain call today. And I just want to tell you, I'm going to be ready when he's saying the grand finale, curtain call. I'm going to call her up because she served me well. Glory to God. In everything I give him thanks. Glory, glory, glory. I praise God for the prayers that's been going up for my dad. He's still in ICU, but we give him the glory. I thank God that the word says our light afflictions are just for a moment, and that's how my father looks at it. It's just a moment, just a moment. I'm just resting a little bit, and don't you cry and don't you fret over it. Glory, 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 because the suffering of this present time shall not, was not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed when we see Jesus. So I'm just going to exit just saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. Ah, thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let's have identification. Illustrator, are you there? Or Ambassador Hagen, are you there? The line is open to you. Amen. Give us an identification. God bless you. Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Amen. We can hear you.
You can. Okay. Ambassador Hagen, if you would give us an identification.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, International Ambassador. We thank God for everyone that's on the line that's listening, and we do honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty, Ambassador, our mother to the nation, Mother Johnson, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the pastors, to just everybody who are listening from all around the world. God bless you all. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here to just give you our identity. We are broadcasting live here in the studio, Blog Talk Radio, NPALive.com. We are being heard all over the world. We thank God for over 90 million listeners And we can be reached simply by just dialing into the studio, 347-934-0207. God bless you, and we do appreciate each and every one of you. We thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, for the excellent job you're doing and leading the world into a big and praise nightly. And may God forever bless you. Again, that's npa.com live, 347-934-0207. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. God bless you. And to all of you, amen. God is so ultra awesome. Now, I wonder, is El Estrada there? We certainly don't want to overlook him. Thank God for him. All right. To all of you, who has that kind of like last praise report that we're going to hear this morning? Anybody?
Oh, this is me. I've been trying to...